Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. This just in. Scarlett Johansson was married, not to a Russian, but to a Frenchman named Romain Doriac. They have a child together. And
maybe you got confused because of Black Widow.
Yes.
Because she's Russian.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know that.
Yes. Natalia? What's it? Natasha. Natasha.
Natasha. Yes. How's the accent?
It's good. It's good.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
It's good. You'd really like it.
Florence Pugh, as MC calls her, Florence Pugh, is in it.
By the way, she is dating, oh my God, what's his name?
Zach Braff.
Yes. Wow. Who was on Celebrity Family Feud yesterday.
I watched a smidge of Celebrity Family Feud yesterday.
Cute. He and Donald Faison, is that how you say his name?
Donald Faison, his fellow Scrubs co-star.
Very good friends, best friends. Huh. They were so stinking cute.
I was watching the one that was on maybe right before that, Wendy McClendon Covey versus Patrick Warburton. Their
family, I love him.
Feuded. He looks a little different now.
Miss Shannon's really? Celebrity crush.
That's right.
Patrick Warburton.
Oh, really?
Why does he look different?
I think he's balding, so I think we have some thinning hair and a very thick mustache.
Oh, so he's aged, is what you're saying.
Okay, these things happen.
Spoiler.
I have to say, it was quite enjoyable, because there was really, if you weren't watching the Olympics, there wasn't much to choose from. I mean, I watched like three Datelines in a row.
You know, I did a little channel surfing. Yeah, I don't access live television often.
Same.
And by the way, I might be making the switch to YouTube TV.
Me too.
Oh, well, yes.
My brother Scooty says he does it. Unlimited DVR.
Oh.
Unlimited. And he said this happened. While he was setting up his profile, they said, what sports teams do you like? And he said, oh, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Then they started automatically recording games of theirs.
I don't know if I like that.
But no. You do when it's an unlimited DVR. And then it's just like, oh, that's there. Because it's like, thought you might like to watch this.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, point is this.
Okay.
I was just randomly scrolling through channels. I stopped on HSN and ShopHQ.
Wow.
I get it. I get how people would like to really purchase some stuff. Watch, and purchase.
I have a friend who like knows all the hosts.
Oh,
by name,
right?
Yes.
Special shows,
and what time the special, you know, products that she might be interested in will be on.
Yeah,
it's cray cray.
Yeah, so I was doing a little bit of that. We did watch a little Olympics too, by the way.
Same.
We watched the men's 4x100 swim relay, and it was so exciting.
Yes,
and
very much so.
It was just really fun to watch that, and then we started telling our kids, oh, there was this one time, and then we went back and pulled up on YouTube Michael Phelps races. One of them, I don't know if you remember, there was a Michael Phelps race from 2008 in Beijing when he was going for 7 golds in the same games.
Damn.
And he won by 1/100th of a second. I mean, it was incredible. And I vividly remembered watching that in 2008, and so watching it again with the kids was really, it was just cool.
It's so nice to see the camaraderie too. Like, let's see, I think it was Caleb Dressel.
Yes.
Who won one race, and the guy next to him won the, I don't know, the bronze. He won the silver, the other guy won the bronze. And they're like, you know, talking to each other and hugging. It's just really sweet. And then how about the guys who did the jump? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, and then they opted not to do a jump off?
Yes, and they decided to share the gold.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, that was so cool.
I would always do that, because then you're risking.
Right.
The medal.
But some people are ultra competitive, and they're like, I want to win the gold.
They'll do that sometimes in like unofficial poker tournaments, where it'll get down to the final two people, and then they'll just be like, you just want to chop this up? We just each take whatever winnings are there and 50-50.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to worry about how long is this going to take and who's going to leave disappointed.
Our girl, Brittany, posted a video, I think, on her Instagram of she and her family watching Katie Ledecky.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't remember which race it was, but it was really sweet because grandma was there watching, and it's, you know, their family member. Just very exciting. USA has 60 medals right now. We've got 20 gold, 24 silver. You're not a bad dog. Great dog. And 16 bronze. China has the most gold. No, do they? Yeah. They have 27 gold, but 57 medals.
So I just love that it is United States, China, Russian Olympic Committee.
Yep.
It is just the superpowers of the world dueling it out on the main stage in a swimming pool.
Totes. Oh, Simon Bowles, Bile. All right, try this again. Wow. It's Monday.
Simon what the Bile. Heck has been going on?
I'm like, Simon Cowell.
She has called her Simon so many times. What if I did Simone Biles?
Simone Biles, okay. Thank you. She has withdrawn from today's individual floor exercise final after opting out of the all-around final, as well as the individual vault and the uneven bars. I believe she has decided to do the balance beam tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's good news. But, you know, those girls, they're doing great.
They're doing great.
They're winning medals left and right. It's just, it's amazing.
Yes.
Yes, Quinn.
In fact, do you want an Olympic spoiler? I'm just going to give you one.
All right, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
People get mad about that, don't they?
Yeah, we made a song. Rocco made a full song for it. Usually we sing to them when we're about to tell them. Just for five seconds, turn it down. Here we go, 3, 2, 1. Jade Carey, who filled in for Simone Biles, won the gold on the floor routine.
And she
an American gymnast. Hi, everybody, welcome back.
Hey, it's thanks spoiler for coming back. We appreciate you.
Anyway. So that's good.
What is this about the ratings being low?
Well, they're low, and a lot of people are talking about them, but there's just an article on the Hollywood Reporter, which the headline reads, Olympics TV ratings haven't fallen more than broadcast TV as a whole. So people are looking at it and saying, people aren't watching, but it's everything.
It's relative.
Low. Everything is low.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of reasons, more streaming, pandemic stuff, blah, 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 blah.
It's summer. Do stuff.
Now, there were about 30 million viewers of the Olympics in 2016 in Rio, but bear in mind, that was Rio's only an hour ahead is what it said. Rio, is that correct? That's what it said.
I don't know.
So you could watch more things live in the moment, whereas we're finding things out 12 hours in advance.
Correct. You know. Correct. It's true.
That's all I got.
All right, I'm going to go.
Only words I'm going to say. All right. It's a Monday, which means it's a Money Monday. Coming up at 11:30, how to live like Warren Buffett. 9 ways that you can live like a billionaire. Coming up in a little bit, we'll also give you an update on Bob Odenkirk of Better Call Saul, who collapsed on set last week. We'll give you an update there. When we come back, though, some things that make you go, huh, just to get your brain going on a Monday. You know, if somebody finds you attractive, doing this will make you even hotter to them. It's a psychological phenomenon. I'll tell you what it is and what you need to do. When we come back, it's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, along with producer Dawn McClain. Woo! And we got some fun facts to share with you right now.
She's fun. It's fun to be near her. Donna Valentine dressed very fancy today. Oh. I wonder if she's interviewing with another station, perhaps, after the show.
Yeah, and this is not fancy.
Let me see.
It's like a shiny shirt. It looks nice.
She's wearing a top and some shoes and some pants.
Okay. That is the most generic way that you could explain what you're wearing. I'm wearing a top. I mean, has E called you at all for their red carpet show? What do we got here? It's a top. I see shoes. Yeah, the shoes are right below the pants, it seems.
Right.
Commentary play-by-play. All right. Well, you look great, Donna. Happy to have you here.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, thanks. Okay,
what'd you do with the real Steve?
That's funny. That's old-time humor. There is a psychological phenomenon called the pratfall effect. And it says that if somebody finds you attractive, doing something embarrassing makes you more attractive to them.
Is it embarrassing to you or to them?
To you. Taking a pratfall. You know what I mean? That's why they call it the pratfall.
So if you pretend to trip, that's a pratfall.
Well, don't pretend, though. They want to see you genuinely embarrassed. And then I think what it shows is this person that I find is attractive is also vulnerable and needs some level of
protection.
Yeah.
Oh, creepy.
Mm-mm.
Totes.
No, come on.
Hey,
come on.
Has she started saying totes this last week?
She
when
did
I was
it
gone?
Last week. She said she wanted to test drive some words in your absence.
Really? Yep.
Yep. And totes was one of them.
Okay.
And it's been totes has been going very well.
Thank you.
A lot of tubulars, which is a mouthful.
So tubular. That's good, Steve. Tubular. Way to pull that one out of 1988.
I am so thirsty right now, I can hardly think. I have so much salt already in my body, and it is 9:20 in the morning. All right.
Oh, mine is delicious.
I will refocus now.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
Oh, I wanna drink from a spring.
What is going on? I have no idea what's going on.
Do you think I do?
I'm thirsty. I can't be honest with anybody anymore.
A glass of water, and wow. So it's bothering.
So you're just thirsty.
Not just thirsty.
There's no hidden meaning. You're not a thirsty person. Like you need attention because that's what I thought you meant.
No, I mean too. I probably am, okay. But I'm physically. and look at you swigging now too, Don. What are you guys doing? A guy says he's thirsty, and now you're both suddenly.
Well, you made us realize
stepping.
We're thirsty.
Do you want me to get
too.
You some water and bring it around to you from the cooler?
No, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a cup. And let me break this down step by step. I'm going to get a cup. Out in the hall, we have one of those new fancy airport water situations. So it's the fountain.
What?
And you can hold your cup under it and it'll, it's right into your
the gym.
Jar. Yes.
Cool. Yep, that's how I filled mine up.
I haven't been to a gym since probably 2019.
Okay.
Same. I'm going to go today.
No, you're not.
That's true. But I am going to go soon.
You should get back in. You feel great.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Because I'm flabby.
I feel loose.
Yeah, that's how I feel, loose. I don't feel fat. I just feel like everything's falling.
I do feel fat in my stomach for sure. I had that thing that you had. Yeah,
yeah, the flabellage.
The flabellage. When you take your underwear
AKA
off.
AKA the blob.
Or I think of this when I go to urinate. Okay, TMI, but I do it.
You have to lift your stomach first.
Where is
God.
It? Down there? No, Don, I don't have to lift my stomach, you venomous witch. No, I sometimes will notice beneath my flabellage, just the full imprint of my underwear. It's just how much is my skin fighting my underwear and my jeans?
I have the same thing, except even if I don't have underwear on, it looks like I just had a C-section, like a fresh one.
Oh my gosh.
It's just the skin receives and holds whatever. You know what that means? We're probably retaining water.
No.
I'm so salty.
That's not my problem. I'm just a woman of a certain age. I'm uncomfortable.
All right, I have more.
Do you have more fun facts?
I got a few more.
Get out of this feeling.
You're going to like
sometime
this.
Sometime today.
Alaska, where I often think of bears drinking water from fresh, you know what I'm saying?
I'm so thirsty. Dreams.
Yes. Those. Alaska's the most northern, the most western, and the most eastern state in America.
Oh.
It's the the most northern, western, and eastern state. A few of its islands cross into the eastern hemisphere.
Oh, I see.
So like China, like China. Eastern, you know what
Got
I'm saying?
Got it. China.
The longest palindrome in the English dictionary is...
Level.
Tatarat-tat. T-A-T-T-A-R-R-A-T-T-A-T. Tatarat-tat. Which, get this, is a 12-letter palindrome from Ulysses by James Joyce, which describes a knock on the door.
Oh, sure.
Which means when we say rat-a-tat-tat, we're mispronouncing it. It should be tat-a-rat-tat.
Isn't that also considered an onomatopoeia?
Tat-a-rat-tat. Is that a word that sounds like it's spelled?
Yes. Yeah, tat-a-rat-tat.
It's like the word is...
the sound.
Yeah, give me another one.
Bang!
Okay.
Boom. I think...
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't think for probably 36 years of my life, I knew what that was. I feel like I learned that about 6 months ago, what an onomatopoeia is.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
That's an onomatopoeia.
So it's almost like sound effects.
So like an old comic.
Yes. Pow! It's an onomatopoeia.
You know, when I knocked on this, you looked over and your eyes got a little big. Almost, isn't that what a door knock does to us now? Just jars you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes, where am I going to hide?
Oh my gosh, who's at my door? I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
We have kids at the door all the time. So it's always kids. True. It's always. Yeah.
Same. And I don't even have any kids.
Yeah, you have
they
a lot of kids.
They just come. They're like, can we pet Buddy? I'm like, sure.
Do you have a popsicle?
Yeah. And I'm like, not alcohol free.
All right, I got one last one here. Ray Romano was originally cast on the 1990s sitcom News Radio, but Ray Romano was fired before the pilot when the producers decided to take the character in a different direction. Then there was an actor named Greg Lee who replaced Ray Romano. He was also fired. That role ended up going to
David Spade,
Joe Rogan.
Oh, that character.
Ray Romano could have been Joe Rogan.
You know what?
Oh, that's such better casting as Joe Rogan. I totally support that.
Yeah, I would say so as well. I love Ray Romano. He was on a show called Men of a Certain Age.
TNT.
It was so good, you guys.
I never watched it.
It was fantastic. Huh. It was so good. If you like This Is Us and that kind of...
Yeah.
It was really, really good about a bunch of guy friends.
Aww. He was also on the later days of Parenthood.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite good in that.
Yeah, he's great. Love him. All right, thanks.
All right, well, we come back. We'll get a Bob Odenkirk update, who collapsed on the set of Better Call Saul last week. And Donna just finished a show. We'll tell you about it next.
It's easy to bail on a workout, but it's hard to bail on a friend. That's why I like the idea of a workout buddy, somebody that can keep you accountable, push you a little bit to lift more, run a little bit faster, or try a new exercise. Right now, the Y is offering $10 enrollment with no dues until August if you join by June 30th. So you and a friend can sweat, stretch, strengthen, and yes, you can save together too. Join now at ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson and producer Dawn McClain all at your service.
Can I do a little weather here that I forgot to do?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see here. Ken Barlow's 5 Eyewitness News Forecast. This hour brought to you by Learning RX. Today, mostly sunny, some haze at times, high of 82. There you go.
All right. Dawn, you were out of town when we got the news about Bob Odenkirk collapsing on the set of Better Call Saul. And then it kind of just went silent for a while and we didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And then his son put out a tweet that just said he's going to be okay. He had a heart-related incident. Mm. Well, now Bob himself has tweeted... And he said, I had a small heart attack, but I'm going to be okay. Thanks to Rosa Estrada and the doctors who knew how to fix the blockage without surgery.
Oh, wow.
Also, AMC and Sony's support and help throughout this has been next level. I'm going to take a beat to recover, but I'll be back soon. And then he thanked his family and friends and for the outpouring of love from everybody who expressed concern. He said, it's really overwhelming, but I feel the love and it means so much. So that is great.
That is really, yeah, that is really great. That's such a scary thing. Goodness gracious. You ever been around? This is going to get dark.
Okay.
Have you ever been around anyone when they collapsed?
Yes.
What's it? I've not. I mean, how horrifying of a moment is that?
We were taking a walk, my sisters and I. Is that correct?
I think it was. Mm-hmm. Yes, and me. Nice.
No,
I'm
not sure.
I was taking
Never
a walk.
Never know.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was a construction worker. It was in my sister's neighborhood where they were building homes. And a construction worker had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
And my sisters are both nurses and calm.
Yes.
And they did CPR on him. He lived.
Oh, my
and
word.
I ran away screaming.
And the theater sister did what?
Okay. Yeah. It was before cell phones. So I had to run back to the house and call an ambulance.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was scary for me because I'm not that type of person that could handle, you know, I think if I was forced to. I would be able to do it, but since I'm like, sure. Let them do it. They know what
right.
they're doing.
Oh, if you had 911 on the phone, too, they would help you through it.
Do you think that there is a higher survival rate now in emergency situations? Because you mentioned the cell phone thing there. So, like, when Bob Odenkirk mm-hmm. collapses on set, their cell phones, everybody can just start, let's get emergency personnel mm-hmm. here immediately. Emergency personnel must be able to show up so much faster than they used to 25 years ago because Dawn had to run down the block to call 911. Whereas if her sisters hadn't been nurses or known CPR, that could have been
like
a very different outcome.
Fated for them to be there. We're just walking by and they're, you know, there's a big kerfuffle and they're like, oh, you know, it's really a lot harder to do CPR on someone than you think.
Oh, gosh,
really
yes.
Press hard. They were taking turns, you know.
Wow. And it's probably so exhausting for the person doing it.
Yes. Yeah. And luckily, there was a fire station right down the street.
Ugh.
Their EMTs, and they got there right away and took over.
You know, and nowadays, I feel like everybody's got defibrillators on at their place of business. And, you know, I imagine every movie set has something that.
Yes.
They've got that all in place. So thank goodness he's okay.
Yeah.
People were really, really concerned. So that's good news. I haven't watched Better Call Saul, by the way, in a couple of seasons.
I've never watched it. Would I like it?
Nah.
Even if I... No? Well, wait. We were liking the first two seasons of Breaking Bad that we watched. We just tapped out. We didn't mean to do a forever strike. We just... tapped out. We're like, you know, we want something a little more uplifting at the end of the night. It was just getting a little too hazy there.
Yeah.
And then we just never went back to it.
I watched the whole thing just because I felt like I needed to. Did I do that during the pandemic? Quite possibly in the beginning.
Know.
It was fine. I give it an F for fine. I wasn't like, whoa, that was groundbreaking.
But what about Better Call Saul? Like,
could
you watch it without
first.
Finishing Breaking Bad or even watching Breaking Bad at all? Is it standalone story-wise?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. It's weird. That show's really weird, too.
Hmm.
But the acting is really good. It's weird. It's just not my jam, I guess.
Well, you watched another weird show. You just finished season one.
So weird.
Weird, but cool and to use your word, sort of groundbreaking.
I think so. So if you liked WandaVision, I bet you would kind of like this show. It's called Kevin Can Bleep Himself. And that word starts with the letter F.
Dada!
Ah! And it is on, I believe, is it AMC? I think it's an AMC show. I record them, so I forget.
Yes.
So it wrapped up last night. And I just think it's so weird and creative and refreshing because it's nice to see something kind of outside the box. That's not the same old that we've been seeing all the time. Like prequels and sequels and reboots, and like nobody has an original idea, it feels like.
Right.
And I feel like the writing in this is so clever, so funny. I laughed out loud a couple of times last night while watching it, because they just, you kind of have to pay attention to catch the jokes, because, but the jokes when you catch them are so funny. But this is kind of a sitcom, like a single camera sitcom with, you know, the really bright lighting, and then you've got the really dark, cynical
inner
side.
Thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Or actually even real life, but outside of the sitcom house.
Yeah.
So anytime they're inside the house, it's that canned laughter. And then when they leave the house, or you're with this one character played by Annie Murphy,
okay,
from Schitt's Creek, it gets real dark.
Hmm.
Like detective, weird, dark stuff, criminal stuff.
Hmm.
But then you have the goofy guys going, let's have a chili cook-off.
How many episodes?
8.
How long are each episode?
1 hour.
An hour.
Mm. 1 hour. It's very unique.
So I've heard, you know, mixed reviews of it. At the beginning,
I get that.
Did it take you a while to get into it? Because mm-hmm. I think at first I remember you saying you weren't sure.
Yeah, because the sitcom part was taking up too much time.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm not going to sit through an hour-long sitcom that's not even funny.
Sure.
I found myself even last night laughing at the sitcom portion. Yeah, I mean, it's unique and intriguing enough for me to keep watching. However, it has not yet been renewed for a second season.
I thought they were just going to do this as a one-season thing, and it was going to end with her killing her husband.
Well, we'll have to find out.
Oh,
she's not going to tell you, Steve. She's this not.
Is it was a test.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
she did really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, there are some things that happen in this episode, and the way it ends is really intriguing. Like, I want to know, like, what's going to happen with that relationship and that one. Hmm.
Sometimes you get mad whenever you see that it's going to go into a second season and you like it, but you really just go, oh no, now I've got to add another show.
Yes, right. I do.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way about Loki because I really liked it, but I'm like, oh shoot,
there's
you're
more
already looking
to the list. God,
yeah. A year out, and we're already getting stressed about the schedule yes. clogging up.
I know. Yeah, and fall is coming. That means more new shows.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, something I did stumble upon last night also, I think it was HBO Max. If you didn't read the Ronan Farrow book, Catch and Kill, he's got a podcast also, and it's the podcast tapes, and they do a really nice job. I watched one episode of it last night. It's really well done. It's really well done. So even if you read the book, you might want to watch this to identify the people that he was talking about in the book. This is all about Harvey Weinstein and the women who came forward for him to put together that piece in The New Yorker.
Right, right.
Very, very well done if you're interested.
I think I'm going to read for the first time in my life a Stephen King book.
Oh, you're really? Gonna
what
love
are you
it.
You know, it's funny. I just feel very impressionable today.
Oh, is this gonna be Paul Folger's?
This
book?
Is not PFO's book. Paul Folger of 5 Eyewitness News, who shared what he was reading, a Stephen King book, with us last week on Twin Cities Live when Donna filled in. No, I saw a headline today on USA Today, and it said Master of Crime 2. Stephen King hits the mark with the assassination thriller Billy Summers. And I just read a couple paragraphs of the review and thought, you know, maybe I should try this.
Hey, I'll try it too.
Oh, you've been trying to do this. I just trapped myself.
Oh, book
She's
club.
Been trying
book
to do a book club thing. Oh, gosh. She was a little
I'll
too eager
today.
Beaver
to,
there.
Come on.
I'll do it too.
Don't you think it would be fun to talk about something together that we're both involved
okay.
in?
Yes. Now, this is okay.
Will you buy it for me?
No, I was going to ask you to do the same.
Oh, God.
Your 401k is bigger. It's got to be.
It's because I'm old. older.
Hey, you've been smart with your money. Money Monday coming up today at 11:30, by the way.
Nice.
So what we will need to do, I will do this.
Okay.
And we will have to set parameters here because we need guidelines, expectations of how much is read in what period of time. It's got to be like a weekly check-in. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like a Monday.
How about
I don't know.
Mondays seem good because you have the weekend
to catch up on some
chapter.
Yeah. Billy Summers? Is that what it's called?
You guys, I'm really worried about this.
Wait, what do you mean?
You definitely should be.
You're gonna do fine.
I have some opinions on Stephen King's recent works.
No.
Oh, no.
USA Today can't be wrong. They're a publication.
I just feel like if you're going to choose a Stephen King book.
I don't want to do.
I almost started reading Carrie last night.
I don't want to do any horror, scary stuff. I like suspense. I don't like scary. What should we be reading something different?
Yeah. You're not a bad
All right,
dog.
You know what we're going to do?
They say he evokes John Wick and pandemic anxiety.
Oh, okay. And I like that. Dawn, we'll give you one commercial break to think of a better Stephen King book that we can agree on. Okay?
Done, yeah.
And then we'll make a decision when we come back. Is that okay, Donna?
I will just tell you that one review says the first half of his new crime novel is some of his best work in years. The second half is a different story. Bum, bum, bum. Okay, we'll let Dawn pick when we come back, okay?
All right, Dawn, figure out a better Stephen King suggestion for us, and then maybe we'll just pull the trigger and buy it on Amazon now. Hey, when we come back, it'll be time for If You See Something, Say Something. Donna spotted something in the sky.
Yeah, it's cool.
That we're having trouble explaining how this is actually happening. We'll explain the phenomenon next on Donna and Steve.
We're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. All righty. Do we want to find out Dawn's suggestion for the book that we are required
to
read?
We need to know.
It shouldn't be my decision. I think you should put up a poll on Twitter.
All right.
Okay?
Oh, wait a second.
No, you should give us a choice between three books.
Oh.
No. Wait. Okay, Dawn, this is exactly what I'm talking about. No, here with
the directions. You should read The Shining for sure.
Here's what
terrifying.
We want. So to catch everybody up, I stumbled on a headline about a Stephen King's new book. It's called Billy Summer.
Yeah.
And comes out tomorrow. And they said, maybe he's the master of crime, too, not just the master of horror. Oh. And then Dawn was reacting as a Stephen King defender, right? Fan of his good work.
Not his latest work.
And she's just thinking, wait, if you're going to read Stephen King, read one of his best. But the pushback is, I don't want to read horror. Okay. I like suspense. So we
what
gave.
What kind of things are you afraid of? Let me ask you. What is horror to you?
Supernatural.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have to do that.
All right.
Misery.
Thank you, Donna.
Misery's a great book.
That's what I was going to suggest.
What you were going to suggest?
Because it's a person, there's nothing supernatural. Okay. But it is.
It's suspenseful.
Very suspenseful. And it does involve a crime.
Hmm. Yes.
It's fantastic.
It's one of the best. Dolores Claiborne is also
Dolores
a good
Claiborne.
Book.
I was going to do that, but that one is a little, that one's a little gets into some things that, listen, Misery is scary. It's scary. That's what he does. But it's not
supernatural.
Yeah.
All right. After hearing this little conversation.
Dolores Claiborne might be a little too complicated.
Yeah.
I think Billy Summer is going to be our best bet. Stevie Boy just dip his toe into the Stephen King waters.
You're right. Do that and then move on to, because they're quite honestly, some of his later works that he's doing now are not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of felt that way a little bit about Grisham. He started real strong and then he tried to get out of his genre and do a novel about a family at Christmas. And I was like, this is crap.
Who did Playing for Pizza? Was it Grisham? Hang on one second here. I've read such little fiction in my adult life. Playing for Pizza, a short novel by John Grisham. And I quite liked it. but I haven't read a lot of Grisham. And so I read it, and it was about this guy who went over to Italy, an out-of-work football player, quarterback, who went to Italy and then went from playing for these NFL teams to, quite literally, playing for pizza. It was the meals afterward.
And oh, wow.
Just paint these beautiful scenes of an Italian table with pasta and wine, and it was just like, oh, this all seems really cool. But so I read Grisham's later work. That came out in 07.
Here's another Stephen King one that isn't as scary. It involves like a time traveler type situation. It's 11, called 11/22/63. And there was actually a series with James Franco. That wasn't as good as the book.
I do just want to tell you this.
Okay. Yeah. Is that your stomach?
What's wrong
Can
with
you
him?
Hear it?
It's just like,
I'm sorry.
The stomach answered. That's the one that you're supposed to read.
It's like, it's almost like the stain on the shirt. Like if I was at a job interview right now, I would be talking so loud and nonstop to try to anticipate when it's going to happen. That's funny that you bring that up. Let me tell you this about 11/22/63 though.
Yeah.
It is 849 pages.
Back to Billy Summers.
Never mind.
Let's see how long is Billy Summers.
Oh, you guys are looking up the page count.
It's kind of like we need to know how long a movie is.
Well, it depends on like what font it's in and what the size of the...
I need everything in 16-point font or I'm not reading it.
Yeah, she's essentially getting one letter at a time. I've seen her phone. It is whack-a-doodle.
It's true.
Crap, this is 528 pages.
We can handle that.
This is bull dookie.
Otherwise, Carrie is a really short book.
Carrie?
But it's supernatural, so you won't like it.
Yeah. And it's weird.
Yeah, and the mother.
No, this is the prom and the blood and the pig and the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be my only Stephen King.
Dirty pillows.
That's right. I can see your dirty pillows. Breasts, mama. They're breasts, and every woman has them.
Dirty pillows?
Good job, Donna. Yeah, she calls her breasts
dirty pillows.
Yeah, she doesn't like the dress she's wearing.
I gotta go back and watch that movie.
You gotta go home and say that to your wife. Hey.
I can see a dirty pillow.
I don't know if she's gonna like call them dirty. It's probably gonna cause a thing.
How about pretty pillows? Just modify it.
Better. Still feels a little creepy.
Yeah.
Look at those pretty pillows.
Oh my gosh.
Lay my head down and take a rest. Okay, I don't know. Jeez, I'm just experimenting in the improv space.
What are we watching?
You mean reading?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Billy Summers.
All right.
That's it.
Done. Will you buy me a book and I'll Venmo you? Just buy two paperbacks.
Oh, you know,
it's only going to be in hardcover or Kindle.
It's going to... Oh, D word. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Wow. I guess the economic crisis didn't hit Stephen King. We're going to pay $18.68 for this.
That's pretty good.
For a paperback or?
For a hardcover.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Bad. That's a great price.
Okay. I just thought you were going to say 35.
We could also, 30. The Kindle edition, I'm not going to get. I want to read physical books now. That's $14.99. Or, Donna, this feels like maybe your speed. The audio CD, $44.99.
No. I don't like reading through listening.
What a way to say that. By the way, can I just say
like
something?
Cheating. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to tell on myself here. Speaking of Kindles and reading on your phone and all that, I feel like an absolute dum-dum when I try to pay with Apple Pay.
Oh, what's up?
On a reader. Not like online, if it says pay with Apple Pay, I love that. I touch it and boom, it pays.
Oh, you mean like if you go to pay for a sandwich?
I left my wallet at home. I go in to get breakfast this morning. I was like, oh, I have Apple Pay. I could try this. And then I told him, guys, I'm paying with Apple Pay, and I don't know how this is going to go. I was triple hitting the side button, triple hitting the home button, and then Tommy down in the cafeteria said, just try tapping it. And then I like bumped. Yeah. So I tapped my phone onto the top of the credit card thing.
Mm.
And then he said, I don't know if it took. Try turning it over. And then it had already taken, and I added my thumbprint. How do you do that? What's the right way to do that?
I know. It's just...
I don't have it, so I don't know.
Do you just bump it?
Oh, I always, oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like you do when you go to the airport, you know?
Okay.
Okay, though.
Okay.
I don't know. Why do we need PayPal and Venmo and Apple Pay? I mean, how many are there?
Do we get to expense these books, by the way?
Absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about it on the radio, right?
Yes.
1868.
Oh, you don't get to expense anything.
This is the worst. Why did I even open my big dumb mouth?
It's your choice to create your show.
Dang it.
Damn it.
Well, I'm going to get two of these. You better pay me back, Donna. They're shipping, too.
Okay, it's my birthday coming up. Thank you for the present. Bye, Dawn.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Okay.